We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. Let's see what the reaction is 100 miles up north, Al, by a man who is brilliant at this stuff. He is the host of the New York, New York podcast on The Ringer and Spotify, and he is a legend in New York City. John Jastrzebski's on the line. Hi, Johnny.
Speaking of legends, this is the first time I'm talking to you since the big news came down. Congratulations.
Well,
congratulations.
Yeah,
see, at least I got to buddy you up a little bit before I bring you down to talk about what happened to your football team yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
The only reason I retired is it worked out so well for Frances up there. It's the only reason I did. All right. Anyway, John.
It's working out for Benigno, though. I could tell you that much.
I'll bet it
I
is.
I can tell you that much.
All right, John. So, correct me if I'm wrong here, but we faced a dumpster fire football team on a short week. And the New York Giants beat the Eagles. Could you explain how the hell that happened, please?
I can pretty simply. Jalen Hurts. Simple as that. That's the only reason the Giants found a way to win this game. You know, the talk going into this game, Ange, they fire Jason Garrett. They bring in Freddie Kitchens to call the plays. Is the Giant offense going to look different? Is it going to have some new quirks? Is it going to be more wide open? Yada, yada, yada. It wasn't. They scored 13 points, and yet the Eagles still lost this game because your football team just could not take care of the football, and your quarterback just made so many terrible, terrible, terrible decisions. That's why he lost.
All right, hold on, John. Let me get it right to it then. You are forming a team yourself, and you got to pick one of these two quarterbacks. Would you rather have Daniel Jones or Jalen Hurts?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Can I plead the fifth and say none of the above?
Death an option?
John, you don't like either of these guys. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, listen, I'm not a Daniel Jones guy. I think at best he's middle of the pack. And Jalen Hurts is athletic. Jalen Hurts seems like a very likable kid.
Yes.
He can't throw the football effectively enough, I think, to be a big winner.
Wow.
I just don't. You know, I tweeted this yesterday. I don't know if anybody saw this. There's been so much talk about my team, the Dolphins, being linked to Deshaun Watson, assuming his legal situation plays out. I know there's 10 zillion loopholes there when it comes to Watson, but I think the Eagles need Deshaun Watson a heck of a lot more than my team. I mean, am I crazy for saying that, Ange? I mean, I'm watching Tua complete 75 to 80% of his passes. He could throw the football. Jalen Hurts cannot. So, no, I would not feel great about starting a franchise with either one of these guys right about now.
I don't want Watson either. He's got so much nasty baggage, John. And that talking about Russell Wilson, he's 33. No, you got to find the – look, I was on the Hurts bandwagon, but yesterday was – pitiful. I don't, John, you got to see this. The last play of the game, right? So he makes a good throw to Rager on that play, and Rager can't catch the ball. You got to see how open Devontae Smith was along the left sideline. You will not believe how the Giants let the best Eagles receiver wide open for a touchdown, and Hurts never saw him. He never saw him, John. Tell me something. Make me feel better.
It's the sort of stuff that you got to have a feel for as a quarterback.
Yeah.
And I know Jalen Hurts is still kind of new with playing the position in the NFL. But, like, at the end of a game, you're 1,000% right. Devontae Smith, wide open at the end of the game. The guy that you clearly need to hit there in that situation. He didn't know it. And listen, you'll be teased for the playoffs because the NFC and this race for the final spot is wide open. All you need to know is that NBC yesterday put the Giants and the Bears up on the graphic that I love to see at this time of the year, the in the hunt graphic. So now the Giants fan is going to get sucked into thinking that they have a shot. But my point is, your Eagles, with the schedule they have coming up, they're still very much in this thing.
All right, hold on, John. No, we're not in it at all, by the way. John's lying.
You are, though. I mean,
John,
listen,
we stink. You saw
the
game.
The math tells me you're in it.
John, does that look like a playoff team to you, the Eagles?
No. I'm not saying, let's make this clear. I'm not proclaiming that the Eagles are any good. What I am proclaiming is that a real mediocre team is going to get into the playoffs as the last team in the NFC. That's what I'm proclaiming.
All right. Listen, John, we talked to a coach a while ago, and he said they had so much fun at the Meadowlands this week that the Eagles are going back next Sunday against the worst team, the Jets. Is there any way the Eagles could lose that game, John?
No. from what I saw with Zach Wilson yesterday,
No.
He looked awful. He looked absolutely awful. And I know he's a rookie quarterback, and I know he's coming back off the injury. He's trying to get way too cute. He's not accurate enough. He had that bonehead interception. I don't know if you guys saw that. He's basically throwing left-handed, trying to be Brett Favre on a 3rd and 17. That's a get-right game for the Eagles. And Beningo reminded me of this the other day. The New York Jets have never – I'm going to say it again. The New York Jets have never beaten the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, here we go.
What are you trying to do?
What are you doing, John?
You're trying to – oh, you want to come back next week to laugh in our faces when the Jets win.
I don't, because then I got to deal with all the giddy Jet fans in my life. So, I'd rather see you guys find a way to pull this one out. And I did have the Giants yesterday. Full disclosure, I thought that was a classic trap game last week. I mean, yesterday, didn't you?
Well, I picked the Giants, but for the wrong reason. All right, John, I got one last thing, and it's not football. I got to ask this, because the word we're getting down here in Philadelphia is today the Mets sign Max Scherzer to go with Jacob DeGrom. They already signed Marte. They've already made a bunch of moves. Do you think the owner of the Mets, Steve Cohen, cares more about winning than the owner of the Phillies, John Middleton? Because it sounds like he's spent – our guy hasn't done a damn thing, John. What's going on?
Well, I feel the exact same frustration with my baseball team, the New York Yankees, who have done a whole lot of nothing.
What are they doing?
I see the Mets spending like drunken sailors. I didn't think there was a chance in hell that Scherzer would go to the Mets. Because I was always under the impression he wanted to be out on the West Coast, Dodgers, Giants. That's why he went to the West Coast at the trade deadline. But you know this, bro, money talks. And I think the Mets are going to have the highest bid. I think it's going to come down to whether or not Scherzer wants to be here in New York. This did drag out. I thought it'd be done last night with all the reports that came out. But if the Mets go and get Max Scherzer, that is a game changing move in the National League East. I don't think there's any doubt.
You have those two guys.
And if heaven forbid you have those two guys in a 5-game series, good luck. Or 7-game series, good luck.
No, I am. Plan to concede the race tomorrow morning if they sign it. John Jastrzebski, you are the future of sports talk in America. We love you. It's New York podcast on Spotify at a rigor. John, you're the best. Thank you, pal.
I expect to see you at the Borgata before the retirement tour. That's all I'm going to say.
All right,
love you, buddy.
Every Friday.
I love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!